January the 19th, 1679. 4 days ago, 2 years after I saw the footprint, I thought I saw a boat out to sea at a great distance. When I reached the shore at the far end of the island, I saw a sight that utterly horrified me and made me far more fearful than the footprint had. The beach was covered with bones and skulls, lying bleached white on the sand, and in the centre was a place where a fire had been lit. I realised I was gazing at the remains of a cannibal feast. I had been on the island for 19 years and had never seen anything like this before. I felt sick. I had never explored this part of the island before, and I began to wonder if the cannibals had regularly enjoyed their gruesome picnic on this beach. Perhaps they came often. Perhaps I was just lucky to have been cast ashore on the side of the island that they did not visit. But what if they should one day come to my part of the island? I hurriedly returned to my camp and checked my weapons. I had 3 pistols, 2 muskets, and plenty of ammunition, as well as the 2 rusty swords I'd rescued from the ship. If the cannibals explored the rest of the island and decided to attack me, at least I'd be ready for them. Each day since then, I've climbed to the top of the hill so I can watch for boats. But I've seen none. Even so, I was afraid that the smoke rising from my fire might be seen. But I knew they couldn't survive without baking bread and cooking meat. Then I had a brainwave. I burnt some wood under turf, as I'd seen it done in England, until it became charcoal. Then I put the fire out and used hot charcoal to cook with instead. Now there was no more smoke. January the 22nd, 1679. This morning I had another bad shock. I was cutting down a small tree when I found a large hollow behind a pile of brushwood. I stared into the shallow cave and saw 2 broad, shiny eyes gazing steadily back at me. What creature could this be? A cannibal hiding so close to my home waiting to attack me? I muttered a quick prayer. Then, gathering my courage, I picked up a blazing stick and rushed in, only to hear a sigh that put me into a cold sweat. For a moment I was too terrified to move, but I forced myself on and saw, lying on the ground, a huge he-goat, gasping for breath and dying of what I'm sure was old age. December the 9th, 1682. I have been on the island now for over 23 years. I would be happy here, but for the fear of cannibals, though almost 3 years have passed since I saw the boat. Even so, I have been careful to keep guns about me, to watch out for boats, and to make sure I did nothing which would draw attention to me. For a whole year, I even avoided chopping wood and making things, in case the noise gave away my presence. Gradually, however, the fear passed, though I always kept my guns ready. I am glad now that I did. I was harvesting my crops yesterday when I saw the light of a fire on my side of the island, only a couple of miles away. I went straight to my hillside camp, knowing that if anyone found my excellent crop of corn, they would soon realize someone was living here. I pulled up the ladder, loaded my weapons, and began to pray to God for deliverance. But after a while, I knew I couldn't bear sitting here any longer without knowing what was going on. Cautiously, I clambered to the top of the hill. There I perched behind a rock, trusting that this would shelter me from view. Using my perspective glass, a nautical magnifier I had rescued from the wreck years ago, I made out 9 naked Indians sitting around a fire on the beach. They had 2 canoes with them, which they had hauled up onto the sand. Later, when the tide had turned, they put out to sea again. I went to another vantage point. From there, I spotted 5 canoes out at sea. The other 3 must have landed on another beach. I also noticed more bones and uneaten parts of human bodies on the beach. There was blood everywhere, staining the golden sand.